This is Mike Johnson with the download edition of the World Business Report Wall Street Update for Wednesday, May the 21st. Shares in New York recovered from a shaky start to the trading day, soothing investors' nerves with fresh signs that the US Central Bank intends to keep interest rates low for some time. Here's Peter Jankowskis at Oakbrook Investments.
Some optimism began to build on what the Federal Open Market Committee minutes might say, and certainly that optimism was rewarded late in the day when they indicated that at their last meeting they'd been fairly dovish. There's no immediate rush to raise interest rates, and that suggests that the Fed is going to remain very accommodative and help equities and the U.S. economy grow.
So there's no immediate rush to increase interest rates. Why? Simply because the American economy is still in a pretty delicate state?
That's why they want to keep them there, but probably as important is why they can keep it there, and that is the fact that there's really no inflation out there to speak of. And that gives them the leeway to keep rates lower for a while longer yet.
And what about in terms of individual companies then? Retailers have been in the spotlight, haven't they, over the last few weeks, and one retailer in particular?
Yes, Tiffany reported better than expected results, and that's consistent with what we've been hearing, that things are better in high-end retail. Over the last few days, we've had some of the general retailers report, and they were a little bit on the disappointing side. But good news for those frequenting Tiffany's.
Peter Jankowskis. Well, the Dow finished the day up 1% at 16,533. And that's all for this Wall Street Update.
You've been listening to World Business Report. If you want more insights into the world of business, you can download Business Daily from bbc.com/podcasts. If you want to contact us, you can email at world.business@bbc.co.uk or add your comments to our Facebook page at facebook.com/bbcbusiness. And remember, for news in an instant, you can follow us on twitter.com/bbcbusiness.